The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome to the halfway point in this season of the Formation Team's podcast. We have reached episode 8 out of 17, which means the story is only going to pick up from here. My name is Jonah Brandley, and I am the host for this season. If this is your first time listening, please check out the first podcast, where we go over what you can expect out of this season and what to look forward to in upcoming videos. To everyone else, welcome back. I'm glad you can make it. Without further ado, let us begin the 8th episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In the beginning of this chapter, the children sit down with Mr. and Mrs. Beaver and discuss their next steps in the land of Narnia. Lucy asks what happened to Mr. Tumnus, and Mr. Beaver confirms that he was taken away by the White Witch and likely turned into stone. He then explains that the children's coming to Narnia was foretold by a prophecy, and that their arrival, along with the return of Aslan, corresponds to the eventual demise of the White Witch. The children ask Mr. Beaver about Aslan, and he explains that they will meet Aslan soon, since it is Mr. Beaver's job to lead them to him. They ask whether Aslan is a man, like them, but Mr. Beaver laughs and says that he is not a man, but a mighty lion, the king of the wood and the son of the great emperor beyond the sea. Susan gets nervous thinking about meeting a lion, and asks whether he is safe. Mr. Beaver excitedly explains that Aslan is not safe, but he is good. He then assures the siblings that everyone gets nervous before meeting Aslan, saying that those who aren't are either braver than most or else just silly. Peter asks Mr. Beaver whether or not the witch is human and if her magic could turn Aslan into stone. Mr. Beaver explains that the witch wants Narnians to believe she is human, but there isn't a drop of real human blood in her. He also laughs at the notion of the witch having power over Aslan. After a moment of hopeful silence, Lucy asks, "Where's Edmund?" And they all realize they don't remember him at dinner with them. Mr. Beaver responds that there's no doubt he went off to the witch. There was something about his eyes. Peter wants to form a search party, but the Beavers say that the best course of action would be for the rest of them to go to Aslan, since the witch will surely turn Edmund into stone if she gets a hold of the rest of the sibling. They decide to go to Aslan immediately and leave the Beavers' house. In this chapter, we finally get a good explanation of who and what Aslan is. The most telling explanation we get of him, in my opinion, is the point where Mr. Beaver explains that Aslan is not safe, but good. This explanation shows that Aslan has so much power over the rest of creation and the rest of the animals, while at the same time emphasizing his justice. To me, that represents the power that God has over our own lives, that he is not necessarily a safe God. He has control over the weather and time and pretty much anything else. But he is good. He loves us, and he wants good things for us. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Before you leave, I'd like to pose a few questions for you to discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. What are the ways you view God? How would you describe him in your own faith and life? Number 2. How do you feel about Mr. Beaver describing Aslan? Did you become nervous like the siblings, or have some other emotion? This formally marks the end of the 8th episode of the season. In the next chapter, we will see what Edmund has been doing this whole time. How will the witch respond when she sees him again? Find out in the next episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.